think it's not airborne or is that?
It's in the air, no.
You got that tape on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just stripped it.
Clear the net till we get this chopper down. Clear the net.
It just started. It's 1 minute. That ship's taking fire. That's where.
Is there any way we can get on that chopper?
See, now they're glare lifting in the rear of the weapon and so. Now, supply is sheet for you. I have. I need a radio. They got it.
Then resolve this.
1-2. Three rounds and our ceasefire at this time.
10-4.
What did
you
say?
Aquí son
las 8:05.
That'd be 3.
Sí.
The C.
No, no puede ser porque son
3
horas y 5
diferentes. Yes, we were.
3.
150 rounds.
Yeah, I've heard that.
8-12.
Correcto. Y 16 total de 8. De 8 a 12 de la noche, ¿sabes? Sí.
Four, John. LDCP, Apple advises they just took heavy automatic fire from the bunker down there.
10-4.
You are going to return.
10-4.
Yeah. And for a red arrow to receive B, they believe that may possibly be an AK-47.
10-4.
I don't know who to recommend beyond that.
CP, go.
Can you give us an estimate ETA on Charlie 31, 32, 33?
Stand by.
Apple. Can you see that red trailer down there on the Porcupine Road? Are we or are they digging a bunker 4 telephone poles east of that? Red L Zebra. Apple State, he believes that that's 4 digging in. And 4, we appreciate it. You 3-5 rounds and expanded 15 rounds, and that's ceasefire now.
10-4. Receive 3-5 and then return 10-15. Okay, John?
Probably have one downstairs.
I'm sorry.
Down in the cut below them.
Yes, this is the Marshal CP up in Pine Ridge. Could you round up one of the Marshals for me?
Remove his APC 50 yards to the northwest. CP, RB2 requests permission. APC approximately 150 yards to the northwest.
10-4, wait one.
Where did Mr. Hall go?
Marshal Williams.
Marshal? You know where Mr. Hall went? I'm trying to get the motels and get the guys saddled up earlier. CP to Red Hour.
Go ahead, CP.
CP to Red Hour. Headquarters 2 advises negative on RB2's move.
10-4, CP. Red Arrow to RB2. Headquarters 2 advise negative on your move.
Busy, busy, busy.
I'm the only man in the service. Can't
jump over there. I tried to fucking step over
it.
10-4.
Tell you what I'll do, Jim. I'll start a list here. It's going to be sporadic all morning. And we'll just type it in later. Let's quit typing it in on that. I said, we'll keep it on written log, and then we'll type it in and get through it. Where people could be coming in and reading it. You know. What's happening?
Still working on the radio out there. Damn it, it's wrong, damn radio. What did Marshal just tell? Tipped it in, I was kicking in his lap, so I was still receiving in a car.
Anyway, that kind of proves it out there, doesn't it?
He was kind of brown, too.
Yeah.
This is kicking in his lap, the radio and time was shut off.
Red Arrow to RB2, it appears as if you have something coming down that road behind you.
Put 954, you got, what's the last entry you have?
0944. 953.
Because we're putting ceasefire in it, but
It looks like it's a Jeep, but it might be in that creek bed down there. It looks like, three, 400 yards south, maybe, of you. X-ray advised that they thought you were receiving fire from the White House near the Seventh-day Adventist Church at that dark building with the teepee-looking roof. Two cars there and about eight people there.
CP, go.
RB3 has ceasefire.
10-4. CP, go.
RB2 has ceasefire. Apple has ceasefire.
10-4.
Fire, receiving and returning.
10-4.
Additional setback. 10-4 back to CP. Butter has ceased fire.
10-4.
Butter has ceased fire. Apple has ceased fire.
10-4.
Are still receiving fire back of that main bunker.
10-4. CP, go.
We have six of Chief Wilson's men out here who request permission to go down to RB3.
Stand by. You know, Mr. Hollis, you can tell me there are six of Chief Wilson's men at Red Arrow who want to go down to RB3.
He's on radio. You got it, can you?
CP headquarters, too.
Okay,
there's a leader,
got a cup.
He just left, just right before you walked to
him. I know. He told me he's going out, but he said he's going to speak. So, he
made... Headquarters 2, back.
Headquarters 2, Red Owl advises that six of Chief Wilson's men are at his 1020 requesting permission to go to RB3.
Permission denied. They are not to go any further than Red Owl on any circumstance.
10-4, break CP to Red Owl.
Red Air, copy. To Red Air, they are also not to be allowed to stay at your position.
10-4. B3 has ceased fire.
10-4. CP, go.
This is... Air to CP, RB3 reports they received 10 to 15 and fired approximately 8-5.
10-4. Here
you go. Chief Wilson's men have departed by 10-20, and I'll also advise headquarters, too, that they have informed us that they are going to set a roadblock up on Denby Road. We'll advise you as soon as we spot where it is going to be.
10-4. CP, go.
They have been advised by Chief Wilson's personnel. They are going to set a roadblock up on Porcupine also, but do not know the location of that either at this time.
10-4. They know about it.
Sub-Bolt 1380. CP, go. The move advised, we believe that the roadblock being set up by Chief Wilson's personnel is on Denby Road at the top of the crest where Denby Road and another road lead off into a Y. It's right at the crest of the hill. South of my position and north of Denby.
10-4.
Y goes off in there towards RB2 and 3. That's where our friendly farmer lives in there.
What do you do about lunch and I get with it?
Sea rations downstairs or jump out of machines or...
I brought maybe that. I had a big meat roast beef sandwich. Yes, there's no water.
They have sandwiches out of the airport, but we never know what they have from day to day. They make up for dinner also.
Hey Terry, did you take your vitamin?
Penicillin
anyway. Spray. I did take penicillin home. You'll need a shadow and you get a nurse to take care of you. We can't have you hurt. Bring a little sunshine in this dismal little place.
It's actually pretty good though, it's just so I can't smell it.
Sign language is hard to learn.
I almost had it about 3 years ago, but it's still country.
What are you doing around me, right?
Probably
5 weeks. What's your husband take about
this? He's coming this weekend, so that's why I'm going to have to stay on. He's coming Thursday night.
Pine Ridge Airport to pick up some ammunition and bring to Red Arrow.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow to Vulture. Vulture's been notified and will be departing this 10-20 to Pine Ridge Airport.
10-4, break CP to headquarters 8.
Headquarters 8.
Headquarters 8, Vulture's en route to Pine Ridge Airport.
10-4.
We put that word out before daylight for the airport. And this came as a result.
I stepped on the shoe again.
No, you're doing that. It's twice.
Put the arm over here, I'll match him up.
Well, what they have here, they're sending a communication to all officers. I tell them back out here. They want to tell all officers what press is supposed to be. Yeah, what
they
probably
want to say,
why the fuck
is that,
what the bond is, and all that.
They said,
right now, we have this. We have a memorandum.
3 quarters 18 to RB4. There's 18 forward, and we have 5 here for your post. Have you got somewhere getting them over there? Or? advise all positions that if they hear any fire from any direction, that they have to report it to you immediately, and you relay to me.
That's done for. Red arrow on all RV units. If you hear any fire from any direction, you are to report it to Red Arrow immediately for relay to headquarters 2. Is that 10-4, RV 2? RV 3? Hannibal? That the AIM people in Wounded Knee have been contacted and advised of the ceasefire. They have relayed this to all their bunkers. They will be changing ships in a few minutes. Repeat, they will be changing ships in a few minutes. The people will be coming from out to the bunkers and back from the bunkers to the center of town. Red Arrow RB2. Red Arrow RB3. Red Arrow Apple. Red Arrow RB4. Red Arrow Cobra.
Jim?
Red Arrow to X-ray.
I can't read my writing.
Red Arrow to Zebra.
I think it's Fred.
Red Arrow to headquarters 2, all units advised.
10-4 now, advise CP to relate to Bureau that information if they didn't copy direct.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow CP.
CP, copy direct. Bureau's been advised.
That's 10-4, headquarters 2, all units have been advised. Cross 2, 10-4.
He's a lag guy.
Is our chopper to go inside the line because he could get take fire of it.
That's 10-4. It's been relayed to him. Well, the Vulture, that plane is departing now.
You are leaving right now.
Cordis 2 to CP, tell Bureau 5 he's coming over that direction.
10-4. Tell 5 he's coming that direction.
Yeah, 10-4.
Bird 6. Let me take
that 3 to it. 10-4, you don't get any numbers on it. What direction is it going?
Looks like X-ray, Cobra might have a shot at it right now.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow to X-ray or Cobra. Try and get that number.
Okay, 10-4, what direction? Have an idea to the direction.
You've got to cease fire while
I do. Red Arrow, bye. That's 10-4.
Bird 9, wrap call, go.
Bird 9, Apple.
Ten-four, wrap call, back mark, break. Bird 9, 3-3.
10-4, most of those do be going up and then. That's 10-4. Red Arrow, bye. That's 10-4, Red Arrow Vulture 1. The plane is still circling, keeps on going higher and higher. Is that 10-4?
Don, he's out right now.
Okay, 10-4, 95, thanks, guys, doing a good job.
Right now. Vulture 1, he's circling around and coming up behind you now.
182, red and white, 182,
right? Right, what's that number?
Lindell to Vulture 1. The plane is coming up over RB3 from this 1020.
578-2521.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay then.
He took
cars. We've got some activity on right now. It's real busy.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow to Vulture 1. He is directly over Red Arrow's 1020 right now.
It's a red and white Cessna 182.
And go ahead, Apple.
Okay. Thank you, Joey.
That is a Bronco.
What are they going to do now?
Gus.
Gus is
going
to have to be there until 5 o'clock at least, anyway. So he's going to handle everything.
Okay, good.
Can we locate Dooley and find out his bag check number on the bag is missing, and Gus can handle that while he's there?
No traffic on there.
Yeah, but is he off? Is he going to the hotel or something? We can call him at the motel. All
right, right on, bye. That's 10-4. They'll probably want it, over. Court is 2 to Red Hour. Have that relayed over to your position and run back into CP, ASP. That's 10-4. We'll have a vehicle on our way over there to pick that camera up.
CP.
NCIC, Illinois license, 1973 plates, TJ, that's Tom John, 9838. Is that 10-4?
10-4, stand by.
Yeah, the number's on there.
What does he want?
I got it.
What do you want? He want that dance
back.
Right now, Vulture.
Go ahead, Vulture.
We're slowly but surely gaining on the guy, and I don't think he sees me, but it's going to be a lengthy process. Is this it?
So, affirmative, Vulture, hit it from headquarters, too, if you can.
Say again right now.
Advise him affirmative on that. Affirmative. That's 10-4. CRS-1 is trying to contact you, headquarters.
Tell Vulture to go ahead, then we'll talk with CRS.
That's 10-4. Red Arrow to Vulture 1. That is affirmative. Continue following that and get that information.
TJ.
That is 10-4. Headquarters 2, we're clear now. Headquarters 1 to CRS, go.
Yes, you can call me back on the telephone. I'll grab radio contact with you now.
10-4.
867.
Headquarters 2 to Red Arrow, advise CP, status with CRS, okay. That's 10-4, Red Arrow, CP.
CP, go.
Be advised that the CRS status, they advise the status is okay at Wounded Knee.
10-4. Well, just say, skip a couple of places. I got a plane identification to put in there.
Go, Vulture.
What time did you have that plane landing? All right.
4, yes, we will. Court is 2 to CP direct.
CP, go.
Advise either local police in Garden and Rushville or State Patrol to attempt to intercept that aircraft. It attempts to land at either Rushville or Garden. That's the direction it's heading. Also have them monitor and see for any overflying traffic and get a further bearing in case they go beyond those 2 points.
10-4. Is that the police department, sir?
Yeah.
It's Rapid City.
343-2251.
That street's going to be going on first.
I'm sorry.
Call the state police, Nebraska. Page 675174.
Hello, Vulture. Hello, Vulture.
Red
and white. I'm reaching Red Hour. Relay.
This is Jim Leach, the CP at Pine Ridge.
Let's go down. Try to reach Vulture and relay.
Vulture, if you can try, give me that location again.
Just left Wounded Knee. Cessna 182. 182. Westbound. We may possibly try to land.
I can just barely copy you. If he's heading towards Gordon, give me two clicks on your mic.
Justice from U.S. Marshal's office in Pine Ridge.
If he's heading towards Rushville, give me two clicks on your mic.
You have a member of state police there, Andy.
If he's heading towards Martin, give me two clicks on your mic.
Okay, would you put this number out if they see this aircraft in the air to try to...
Well, headquarters too. I could not copy Vulture. He had some info for me, and I'm trying to determine if he's pursuing
Virgin
possible. The last I heard was that aircraft was heading south.
Headquarters 2 to CP, be advised that the aircraft has now turned in a southerly direction. Get the map and look at possible airports, and also alert any airports in that direction for a possible landing by aircraft with unmarked wing.
10-4, state police been notified.
Hello, who's acting? I'm trying to dial the state highway patrol in Gordon.
I've got them, Traviate, Nebraska. I just had it, yeah, I got Gordon. Get me a map of the area. See if you can find one somewhere. Get me a map of the area.
Go ahead, RV4. Go ahead, I'll go ahead, RV4. Corners 2 to CP.
CP, go.
They were able to get a possible number combination. King, K, King, 9370. 970, copy.
That's King, 9370, copy.
It's 10-4. Corners 2, which partial number?
That was RB4.
Good work, RB4.
Clear out RB4 from headquarters 2, so good work.
Page 675174.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow CP.
CP, go.
An aircraft was maroon and white. 10-4.
Stand by, please. We need to see it, Pine Ridge. CP, Red Arrow, read you as maroon and white.
That's correct.
10-4. We just had an aircraft leave wounded.
Is it possible to make on that type of aircraft?
Standby, Red Arrow to any RB units, anybody with knowledge, give us a make.
You'll have to put it out on your net to have your people be on the lookout for it.
Go ahead, 3.
Intercept it if possible. It may try to land. It's headed in south direction from Wounded Knee. And we have a possible...
Go ahead, RB4.
K-King 9370.
That's 10-4, Red Arrow to CP. That was a Cessna 172. A Cessna 172.
Martin?
CP, did you acknowledge that description?
They may come back that way, circling around. That's 10-4.
That's 10-4, Apple, go ahead.
I'm working radio too, I wasn't talking to you today. So just put it out on your units, man. We may try to land in an old roadway or something. So, and we'd like to have it intercepted. It left Pine Ridge.
That's 10-4, Apple.
Some of those people aboard.
Red Arrow to CP.
CP, go.
I've been advised that was a 182 or larger single prop, constant fixed. Standby a minute. Red Arrow to Apple, give me that again.
Whatever you guys decide. He says Pine Ridge and Martin are the only two places.
Huntington 4 Apple, Red Arrow to CP.
CP, go.
He advised that that was a Cessna 182 or larger.
10-4, we have that.
A constant speed drop, fixed gear, and Apple reports the color was red and white.
10-4, we have that.
That's 10-4.
Red arrow negative on your check on the tag.
That's a negative results on that NCIC. That's 10-4, red arrow RB4. RB4, that's negative on your NCIC and that Illinois plate.
See if you can spot any landing strips anywhere in that area. Anywhere in this area. It's 867-5174.
CP, this is Vulture 2. That's 10.
CP, go Vulture.
This is Vulture 2. I'm just coming up to Pine Ridge right now. Do you have a 1020 for Vulture 1?
Let me go up to that road. Red arrow to Cobra, go ahead.
This is Jim Leach, CP at Pine Ridge. Check the airport there. We have an aircraft that just left wounded knee that we won't intercept it. It may possibly try to land in Martin. That's red and white Cessna 182. Right. Possible number combination of KK 9370. 9370.
CP, this is Vulture 2. Do you have a 1020 on Vulture 1?
Yes, ma'am. Right. 182. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Jim Leach. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, buddy, I'm covered up. I've got you okay. Your twigs is on the way. I got to go now. Here. You have another out in the field now. Yeah. Your twigs will be on the way. It is? Okay, you have to call back later. We're covered up right there, buddy. Huh? I don't know. There's stuff going on right now. Nobody's here. Okay, buddy. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right on. Okay.
Damn. So this is what we got. All
the circles. Right. This on State Police Net. They go advise all there. CP. No, sir. There's no one around right now. Right.
Minutes, we're going to consider a deadline on this. Negative. Headquarters 2 to CP.
CP, go.
Ask Mr. Frenzel per Headquarters 1 if he wants to set a deadline on this time. It's being drug out quite much.
10-4, stand by.
Headquarters 1 to CRS. There are some field people moved out from Wounded Knee and are deploying against one of our positions up there, and we're getting a little worried about it. We're still holding, but we need to hurry this thing up.
Really?
That's first. Headquarters 2 to Red Arrow, which position is that those people are moving out against? Charlotte, it's Apple. That's Apple CRS.
Yeah,
road wire. Quarters 2 to Apple.
I don't know if you want to sell dead or not.
For the meeting.
Quarters 2 to Red Arrow. Advise Apple that we're trying to have them, those people pulled back by the AIM people, but to keep us posted and to keep down. That's 10-4 Red Arrow, Apple. Did you copy headquarters 2? Red Arrow, Apple 1. That's 10-4. Headquarters 2, be advised, they have it direct. 10-4.
CP to headquarters 2.
CIS 1. Your 10-1, repeat, please.
Something.
I don't know. 10-4. Headquarters, CP.
CP, Mr. Pinzel, so we should set a deadline of 3:30 for this meeting.
I have it.
Hello, who's calling, please?
Quarters 2 to Red Arrow. Well, bye. With a little confusion from CP on this, we're talking about having the CRS pull-out deadline. I think they're talking about the meeting deadline. Would you get a confirm on that, please? CP is reading you direct, headquarters 2.
No, Mr. Hall wants to do it. Instead of deploying so many people out.
Oh, here
he is. Yeah, he thinks it'll just drag it out.
I see.
So,
we get contact with CRS.
Headquarters 2, Mr. Pinzel, wishes no fewer in contact with CRS.
It's affirmative.
Tell them if they're deploying out towards us.
Red Arrow, tell CP that's affirmative. Red Arrow to CP.
CP, a copy headquarters 2 direct. Headquarters 2, I have a message that if they are deploying against us, the CRS is to withdraw forthwith.
Seven is my number. I tried to call you back this morning, and then I finally got a hold of Ramon.
Well, to all RB units, if you have more than one radio there, check all your units and advise that a microphone is stuck open.
He promised me he'd get a hold of you and tell you he'd talk to me, but there wasn't any need for me to call you back. He's gave me an address, which I don't remember.
So I'm tied up on some right here.
My goddamn boss in here.
Here's what I've got so far.
Right.
Moonville RB2.
Yeah,
Check both your radios, please. Red Arrow, RB3.
They're getting more information when we're calling back.
Blue Arrow to Apple. Check your radios, Donna, please. Blue Arrow to RB4. Check your radios, and Colbert's been having trouble with his radio. Do you have anybody that could maybe go over there?
Hot Springs PD.
Hello, Sheer. Hi, Jim, how are you? I don't blame it. Why don't you just hang tight till it opens up? Never mind.
What the time is CRS contact?
Chorus 2 to CRS, tell them to pull those people back or we're going to pull you back right now.
Right now there? Jim, let me go. I got another call, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.